All right, it's a good morning and welcome to Tech Ego. We are continuing with our discussion for yesterday when we were interrupted with breaking news Boris Johnson resigning. Yes, he has resigned, but he wants to continue being in power, you know, until his party finds an alternative, you know, prime minister. So, yes, that is what we are getting. So we have been, you know, dealing with that yesterday. And many of you, you know, came through. Many of you came through to air your views. Now we continue with where we left yesterday, and we were looking at the phishing attacks, you know, and 13 ways that companies, you know, can fight against phishing attacks. And one of the things that, you know, a team can be technically sound, but catfishers, they take advantage of the psychological, you know, weakness. They play with the psychology, you know. Even if there are some tech measures that, you know, tech companies companies can take or can put in place to, you know, deal with catfishing, you know, attacks, most of them comes from psychological factors, you know, certain errors and ignorance in employees can lead to a catfish or a phishing attack. You know, it can lead to a catfishing attack, and this type of attacks will always be winning because they take advantage of the psychology or psychological weak factors of anyone involved or the one that is, you know, involved, the one that falls as a victim. So it is very important for leaders and employers or company owners to blend tech strategies and education or with education. You know, educating their employers or their employees. You know, to educate the team members on how to spot, you know, and detect catfishing or we can say phishing attacks. Let's use the word phishing attacks. So number one, we said, you know, we should focus on the basics. The basics that are there, the technology that is there, we focus on them, you know, and we use them. When you have the best cyber and tech hygiene, you must have the best cyber and tech hygiene. And one thing to start with is a well-updated computer that has updated softwares and updated window. That's where we start. You know? Because phishing attack begin because people are too busy or are not focused. You know, you are not focused on the smaller things. You don't check your computer whether your computer is updated, whether the antivirus and the web software is up to date. You just fire. You know, just fire. And the basic thing also is to leave, you know, leaving computers open. Leaving computers on with your WhatsApp logged in, your Facebook logged in. It is easy for phishing attacks to occur, because through your open browser or open, you know, Facebook account, or you can, that can be gateways to, you know, for your work computers to be hacked. So, you know, a very crucial offices. If you are a crucial, you are working in a very crucial offices, financial offices, you know, when you knock off, you need to switch off your computer, turn it off completely. So it is easy for if there is any software glitch, it will not lead, you know, to make it easier for one to get into your computer and steal vital information that can be used against your company. It can even be done by the former employee or anybody, you know, can do that. The former employee. And, you know, while we are here, the former Japanese prime minister has been shot, you know, while he was campaigning in the city of Nara, in this, somewhere in central Japan. And that's one of the breaking news. And one, the person that shot him is a 41-year-old former member of the Japanese Armed Force. So that's how, you know, easy it could be for you to be an easy target. It can be through somebody who was a former employee. They can get through and to steal vital information because they know what they are looking for anyway. And number two is for you to ensure that the development team, they don't bypass the very important, you know, security protocols and security precautions. Sorry. Hey, I'm about to speak Greek here. So you make sure that your development team, your IT department does not bypass, you know, very important security protocols. You know, like I said, the updating of Windows, updating of antiviruses, and every, you know, fixing of application, every error in the computer, anything that can be a gateway into phishing attacks should be fixed, and there should not be shortcuts whatsoever. So you make sure that passwords are, you know, intact, and they are authentic systems that are in place that can, you know, protect your systems from being entered into by, you know, intruders. So sometimes we think, this is not important, and we bypass them, but then somebody can discover a glitch and enter through in and, you know, jeopardize operation. So somebody can jeopardize operations. And then three, you must beware of, you know, attacks. That is called BEC attack. You know, this is an attack where you receive an email that it seems as if you have received an email from a CEO or from your boss, you know, and this email, the email saying, please wire me so amount immediately. There is an agent, it says agent. So this will look authentic. And most phishing attacks come from, you know, they take advantage of, like, they use psychological manipulation, you know, and you think it's your boss, and then therefore you'll be wiring money into the account, wire it to this account. But the most important thing here is to, when you receive this, such a, an email, is to verify. Send him a text message with a phone. Oh, did you say I must send this amount to you? And then he will reply. That's how you will get to understand whether this is an authentic email or is somebody trying to get into, you know, to the company, impersonating your boss. So it's better your boss shouts at you to say, hey, I told you to do this thing. And it's better he shouts at you while at the same time confirming than, you know, or confirming or denying it, you know, than you just, you know, acting out of the blue, thinking you are responding to your boss email while you are just responding to an intruder. This can be devastated. You see? They can be devastated. I mean devastating if you don't apply extra caution. If you don't apply extra caution, you will find yourself wire. No, I was told to wire 10,000 in this account. And that's what I did. Then you risk your job. But somebody impersonated, or maybe you will have an understanding boss that will say, no, this was not me. This was not me. So, but in most cases, you might, you know, lose your job. So it's very important to verify. If you get an email, you just take your phone, call your boss, say no. Or take the second person to say, no, can you come and help me check this email? This mail. The second person, no, will say, no, this is not authentic. You know, this is not real. Somebody else. Number four, you need to come up with a training, at least to provide information that is vital to your employees, because phishing, catfishing is that doesn't have one, you know, vector. It doesn't have one method. There are different types of catfishing that can appear or that can occur through various platforms, and you need to at least have clue about every platform that can be used for phishing attack. There's email phishing, text message, and you know, CEO impersonation, and phone calls. You know, somebody received a phone call. And most of the works are inside. You receive a phone call from the bank to say, please send me an OTP. And, you know, while we are there, last week I received a message. I mean, I received a call from a bank. You know, and this was asking for my ID and all this. And while we were there, there was a message that came in, like an OTP, you know, and this guy said, I must tell them that OTP to them. I said, nope, my friend, I've been around at least for a long time now. Try this to somebody else. And, you know, luckily I had on Sunday a woman that lost her money through the same, you know, through the same way of, you know, sending the OTP, and they can wipe out your whole account. So anybody who calls you asking for your OTP, that is not the bank. Even if he calls from the bank, that is not the bank. That might be somebody who is trying to steal, because the bank will not ask you for OTP. You know, the bank will send you notification, and they will encourage you, if there is anything to be signed or to be done on your account, they will encourage you to either do it yourself or get into the branch and have it done there, depending on the nature of, you know, what needs to be done. So this guy asked me to, you know, tell him, please tell me that five numbers that has just come to your phone. I said, nope. You know, you try to somebody else. You know, nobody will do, no bank will do that. So these are the things that need to be known, even from an individual point of view, because people keep losing their money. One of the powerful phishing is, you know, you won a certain amount, and you know you need to verify whether you won or not. And if you did not participate in any competition, why do you need to be excited and you know in even desperately wanting to give your account number if you know you did not participate in any, you know, competition? So training and information is very key, you know, to fighting against phishing attacks. And employees need to be educated about, you know, links that are sent through, you know, various medias. Because, you know, cyber criminals are busy, you know, advancing themselves. They continue to evolve, you know, techniques to phish employees, you know. Most of the attacks are now multi-layered. And they are, because phishing, they get money through phishing. They get information that is vital through phishing, and they can use this information as, you know, a ransomware. So, and also avoid clicking links that come from unknown centers. Pop-ups that come from unknown centers, avoid clicking them. You know, especially when you are using Teams and Slack, you need to be aware that there could be some links that might come from, you know, unknown centers, untrusted sources, and avoid clicking on them because you are making yourself prone to phishing. You know, you are making yourself prone to catfishing. And number six, beware of urgent requests. You know, urgent requests, please do it now. We want you to send it now. Then that type of kind of desperate, you know, requests, avoid them. And one thing that we need to know is catfishers are very desperate because they don't have time to wait. They don't have time to wait, number one. Number two is that they don't have time to answer a lot of questions. They want, if they talk to you, you just need to listen and do what they want because they have no time to waste. You know, one fear of them is for them to be discovered, for you to discover that they are catfishers. So they avoid that by, you know, telling you to do things ASAP, you know, as soon as possible, you know, ASAP, as soon as possible, you know, do it as soon as possible. So, and the employees need to be taught these things. People that are dealing with computers in companies need to be taught things that have to, that, you know, apply as unnecessary sense of urgency. When you see an unnecessary, we need it right now. It must be done right now. Right now, please. those are one of the very, very important gateways of catfishing. They make you, you know, do things in haste, and by the time you realize you have given your OTP and everything, access to the account, and the money has been wiped out. And this is not only about companies, even about individuals. You see, unnecessary hasty, unnecessary, you know, pressures, or, you know, this thing that that comes with a necessary sense of urgency, they mount a lot of pressure on a person, for a person to act fast, and then at the same time handing themselves over to, you know, online predators. So online predators, they prey on this type of pressures. So they, and in most cases, people that are fished and people that are robbed using, you know, bank, they are called with their phone, say, we needed to do it now. And after you have given your account, you know, you are told to do things faster. I remember last year towards the end, somebody called me, and they said they are from, you know, MTC. And I won because I've been recharging for 10 years. And I won around $7,000. Therefore, I need to provide some information. So, and I acted a little bit impatient with them, like as if I was excited. Until when they started to ask me banking details. And, you know, that's when, you know, they also realized that they could not go further. So because when one thing that is important with fishers is when they start to sense, you know, a sign of unease in you, you know, when you are excited, $7,000, because you didn't have the money maybe, and the number is the amount, and then the number is also, you know, big to you, and then you are like, you panic, your mind goes into a sleep mode, and before you know, you have provided all your account details, and whatever was in there is wiped out. And internal investigation from the bank, you know, will take long. So you need to be aware of those things. You know, you need to be aware of those things. If you won, you know, for example, if it is a bank and you won, most banks, they have your account details already. They will just put the money into your account and send you a text message that so-so-so amount has been awarded into your account because of so-so-so reasons. So they don't need to call you to provide. If there is anything, they will rather say, please come to our branch, where, to come and sign for this money. Right, it is 27 minutes to 12. Let's go for a short break, then we will continue after. But if you want to be part of the conversation, you can also come through. The number in studio is 083-288-401.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083 0488-488-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello Namibia. Endera pa manate moyoni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hoka tovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe. Nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutilo goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithire oshigwana ashikesho moNamibia, okuza owarapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela Pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dhiyoe. Patulura o akaunta yoe oshari eto turamo omauthemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omauthemba goe, hogorora kutya wahara okurongitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto thindimpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM, imba, lela pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokutura ko irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital@malaiti.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza ko karandithi, tudengera nena kono rajetatu imwe mbarinora ndatongoi jamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rajetatu imwe ndatu mbari getatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pe imo nena nena tai adika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Alright, we continue. It's 23 minutes to 12. That's the time, and of course you can come through 083-288-401. We are looking at the ways you can, you know, detect and fight against phishing attacks, you know, and they are very prevalent. Most people come with various platforms. They use various platforms. They can even come to your Facebook and say, we are selling cattle and we deliver. And they send you some nice, good-looking Simmentalers and the Brahmans, and you deposit the money, and they will make it look as if, you know, they are already near. You know, our driver is already, we are already loading now. Those people are very desperate, and you also become desperate. You become impatient, and in most cases, you don't even listen to your own conscience. You send the money, and before you know, you have lost all your money. And in some companies, catfishers will say, please, we are having difficulties logging into our account. For example, maybe you are a company and you have a website. So they pretend as if, you know, they cannot log in. And then they will send a text message to you to process, you know, the request for them, because they are having difficulties to log in. And while you are logging in there, you are already giving them your password, and you are already providing a gateway to them for them to hack into your accounts. So, and one thing that bank will never do is when you are calling them and they would to help you to log into your own account, they will never do that. So that's because they know that you might not be a real client here. You might be looking for a way, you know, to get into their database. You know. The bad actors are there and they are looking for you, you know, to log in. They are trying to, they will tell you, we cannot log in, please log in for us, and they will then get through, you know, to your account. So you need to be skeptical about that. And you need to also be skeptical about, you know, password expiration emails. An email that comes to you to say your password has expired and you need to change a new password. You need to change to a new password, for example. Some people can hack even, you know, they can impersonate a Microsoft Outlook. And if you don't check very well, you will not notice that this is not the original, you know, color of the logo. You know, this, you will not notice that there's something wrong about this. There's something wrong about the color, you know, of this logo. Something wrong about this account. You will not notice. So you will enter your new passwords, and then you have given them the gate. You have opened the gates for them to fish you. So you are, by the time you click the link to change the password, you are already giving the fishers your passwords and your logging in details. And the other dangerous thing is, you know, reusing passwords. The team members need to be trained not to be reusing passwords. So the bad actors, they have a dark web through which they can obtain, you know, correct login credentials, and then they can use your email to fish. You know, they can use your account to carry out bad activities. So don't use the same credentials on public platforms. It's because these, especially online stores, they get hacked, you know, regularly. So don't use your credential there. So that's one thing. And the other thing, number 10, you need a multi-factor authentication system. You know, you need a multi-factor authentication system. And this is one way to beat bad actors. Because, like for a smartphone, apart from a password, you have a fingerprint or a face ID, you know, and at least that is multi-sectoral. You know, you have two ways of, you know, logging in. You have a face ID, you have a password. So there is a way it will ask for a face ID, and that will prevent somebody from, you know, getting into your system. So that's where biometric authentication comes in. We need number 11 is to, you know, come up with a zero trust mentality. You know, come up with a zero trust mentality where you validate every email, every message. You know, you need to validate it. You need to validate every email, you know. Make sure that it is authentic, it's legitimate, before you respond to it. So you have a zero trust mentality. Like you verify everything, you check, you double check, so that you may not end up, you know, chatting with the fishers. They are also multi-sectoral, you know, in their approach. They are evolving at a pace that is, you know, very fast, and you need to catch up with them, otherwise, you know, companies will fall prey to them or to their activities. And number 12, you need to be careful with delivery, you know, issues or emails. You know, you need to be careful with delivery emails. The extra boom in online shopping, you know, has led to many fishers to come up with this type of notification, that they will send you a delivery notification. You need to double check, and if you don't remember having ordered anything, then it means you don't even need to bother looking at that list. You can even go to the merchant's website and look for your order there. So if you don't remember having ordered anything, if you don't remember having participated in any competition, why, you know, getting excited by a call that has called you to tell you that you have won something that you did not participate in the competition? Now, one thing is working from home, you know, remote working. That's one thing that is very much, you know, prone to phishing attacks, because most people don't know, they don't have a relationship with their employees, with their fellow colleagues anymore, because people are working from home. So it is easy for phishers to take advantage of this situation. And, you know, attack them, because we don't know, you are scattered. So anybody can send an email, please, it's an agent, respond to this. And you will think it's your employee, it's your fellow colleague. And you will think it is a senior member of the company that you don't know, senior member of your work, maybe that you don't know, maybe has just come in the job recently. And you respond, not knowing that, you know, you are giving yourself up to an attack. Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
How are you, my brother?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
Yes.
Frank, your teaching or your lecture is good. But I just have a question here on myself. How many people are listening to your show? Okay, those who will be affected, many people are listening to your show, but those who will be affected, many of us are not, either not paying attention or not knowing exactly when is that program going to be broadcasted, or because it happened a lot. Many people fell. Last week, my sister-in-law fell to what exactly you are teaching us to be aware of last week, because people are desperate. There is no money. There is no what. But if a person hears that you win what, or your phone has awarded because of what you have done for the past 10 years, you will get this, you will get that. People will fall prey to that. But I think maybe we need to do something, like maybe if we will have some copies that we will send to some other groups, like WhatsApp groups or something, that the people can hear themselves what is going on, or this teaching maybe can be specially...
It is on podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever we do here is on podcast.
Oh, thank you.
It is on podcast, yes. If you go there, you can find it on podcast.
Oh, that will be good.
Yes.
Yeah, because we are tired of this, man. People are working very hard to earn their earnings. But at the end of the day, your money will just go for mahala for a person that you don't even know, you don't even hear, just like that. Anyway, thank you for your broadcast.
Thank you very much.
Right,
it's 10 minutes to 12. You can come through 083-288-401. That's a number in studio. You can come through if you want to say something on this. So, but if you don't remember, you know, even if you are desperate of money and you don't remember having participated in any, you know, competition that has won you such amount, why bother listening further? Yes.
Hello, Flan.
Yes.
Okay.
Fine, how are you?
Oh, lucky enough, I'm through the first time.
Yes.
I just want to give my advice to my fellow Namibians.
Yes.
Yeah, there is also one meme. Then this one was, I don't know what happened. It's like he that time for verification, he's a police officer. And then those people, that time, those maybe scammers, they heard that this time around the government employees, they are making there's a team which is making a verification on all the government institutions. So this meme, those guys, they only ask the details, the employee code and the ID numbers. And that means those scammers, maybe they know is the best day for that woman. It's a bonus. That man's week was a bonus. And then from there, the meme just give the detail. Just when he gets paid on the 20s, apparently he did not receive an SMS that the pay is on. And then maybe he was just maybe wishing that or hoping that maybe just a network. From there, he just prepare every morning to go for payday. When he just checked the balance before he did not leave the house, the whole bonus, the almost 20-something thousand is gone. So those people, he has no other way to follow them. So it's just that whenever somebody is asking your detail, you must be careful. People are always timing when others, they are having programs when they are also trying to intervene so that they will try to confuse people so that maybe you give your detail. That was the thing like that.
All right.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Just people, we must just beware of giving our details, especially the employee code and ID numbers. People, they will hack your account. Like now, there are a lot of things involved. People are computerizing. They are having those ways of deducting money using those software or other things. Thank you very much, ne?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Right. All right, you can do the same, 083-288-401. That's a number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. We still have, you know, a few minutes with you. You know, catfishing. Yes.
Yes, good morning, son.
Morning.
Yeah, I would like to also say the very example that you were giving about the guys that are also saying how far they are and that type of thing. I know somebody who fell prey to such an incident also. But luckily, you know, that was the time that the ShopRite payment system was even coming in. And these guys were just about to get lost on this bill. Fortunately, they were, you know, they didn't use the ShopRite one. They used NAMPO, and they were traceable. And then it was in fact traced to the guys in the cell. The payment was made to an account of a guy in the cell, in prison. So it's very interesting. It's good information. I would like to differ with the caller that was saying that people are not getting this knowledge. The thing is, if you are listening to Eagle FM, for instance, then you are supposed to get this knowledge. There is business knowledge, there is general knowledge, there is information that you will not fall prey to scammers and so on. So it just depends what radio station, for example, you prefer listening to. You remember, Frank, the caller that was saying his sister fell prey to scam, and she just didn't know. Wait, there.
Yeah. I'm still with you.
Frank, would you guide me? How do I access the podcast? That were previously. How do I access that?
Okay. You see.
Is it on the website?
It says even on the website or on the application.
Okay.
The Eagle FM app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I have that. So all of them are just on.
Yeah.
I'll just need
all
to scroll
the tech,
through.
Yes, all the tech are there.
Okay.
All the programs are there, rather. Every program
all
is
the
there.
Programs, yeah.
Yes, all the programs are there.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Thanks
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
All right. We can we are continuing, and let me check my time again. Okay, we still have 2 minutes. I can give you that 2 minutes before I say my goodbyes. I can give you that 2 minutes if you want to be, with the conversation. Now, you see, one thing that I want to stress here is that I know that we are living in desperate times. If somebody said you have won 10,000, even if you know deep down your heart that you did not participate, but as long as somebody called you that you have won, you feel a little bit of a entitlement, to the money that you don't even know it exists. You feel that entitlement, and then it triggers a certain impatience in you. It triggers a certain impatience in you, that leads to you switching off, the engine of your brain. And then you start to operate on emotional mode. And then at the end of the day, listening and, obeying the instruction of these attackers. And before you know, your account is wiped out. Yes.
Yes. Good morning, Pash.
Morning.
How are you, sir?
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes.
Really, it's a very interesting program. Criminality is just increasing in different ways.
Yeah.
So I just want to also contribute because I happened to receive news from my dad that he was almost hacked. But then, fortunately, he realized that because they called him, and then they asked him to
being circumcised keeps the kingdom and reduces a man's including risk. HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. And then he was asked, apparently, he should send his Bobcat number, the number that always stays on the card.
Yeah.
And then he was mentioning the numbers. And then, fortunately, he reciprocated the last numbers, four-digit numbers. So he ended up giving a wrong number so that he could see. But then this person was desperate to find out the numbers. But then when they realized that this person figured out what was trying to do, so he just ended the call. So, yeah, it's really a very, very interesting topic that you brought up.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Frank. Have a nice day.
Okay. Yeah, so that is the issue. Catfishing is on the rise, and where, you know, people even impersonate the CEOs, impersonating everyone, anybody else that they consider key to getting what they want. So you need to be on the lookout. And I want to stress one thing again. If you know that you were not in any participation, you did not participate in any competition, why do you want to feel entitled to a 10,000 that you won, whose competition you don't know? So, and you can't even use the word desperate in that way. We are living in an economic crisis, but you did not win. You were not in any competition. So if the person calls you that you won a 10,000, you won it where? So somebody called me, I won 7,000 from MTC because I've been a faithful recharge buyer for 10 years. Then I asked him, oh, so there was a competition. No, he said, no, we are checking your buying history. Then I said, okay. Then he said, okay, tell us how do you want the money to, you know, how do you want us to deposit the money? Then I said, okay, fine. I mean, you can give me the money via e-wallet. I said, no, tell us the bank. I said, okay. I mentioned a bank that is, you know, a little bit, you know, maybe, and he said, no, we only work with so banks. And then I said, okay. Maybe you are a new MTC that we don't know. So, and they couldn't get what they want, because if they could mention, they could ask me the card number, the OTP, everything. But I know deep down me, there is nothing like that. So if you have not won, I mean, you have not competed, you have not been in any competition, you did not win. Clear. So if you did not win, don't get that entitlement that gives you, that leads you into, you know, you become impatient that you want to even obey, you are obeying the instruction. Those people are your attackers, and they will wipe your account out with no delay. If you give them your OTP, if you give them your card number, you are giving them access to your account, and there is no bank that will call you asking for such things. So these are the things that we need to know, and we need to keep note of. So on that note, I have come to an end of this show, and you know, you can get this show on podcast. It will be there if you want to listen further. Dwight.
Franz, how are you doing?
Yes. How's it? Yeah.
I'm all right. It's interesting, the catfishing discussion. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Because, well, if we have to think about catfishing as well, it actually also starts in the dating game. So anyone who's been on Tinder and so on, you know, just have a look at Tinder, guys. You will find...
Ooh, Tinder, is that a dating site?
No, it's a dating app, Franz.
Or dating app.
And the unfortunate thing is, you get catfishing a lot. I'm not going to throw any mud of any form, but I've seen myself, you know, some misrepresentations that have taken place. Uh-huh. And, yeah, catfishing is not a nice thing to meet, especially if you're in the dating game as well, because you usually bump into them in that form. where some ladies would say they look like this in their pictures, but when you see them in reality, it's
you know, and even the common one is jobs in Australia,
yeah,
jobs in Canada,
yeah,
and then they will tell you, no, we will have first to fly to, you know, Oman quickly for your, you know, training, then we go to Australia.
Mm.
Before you know, you are gone into Oman, into some villages that you don't know.
And they confiscate your passport.
They confiscate your passport and they now recruit you to do some other works that you are not, you know, ready to do.
Yeah.
So beware of these things, guys. We are not just talking because we are talking. We are serious.
Mm.
Beware of such things. All right, Dwight, let me go. And, of course, have an awesome show.
You too, Franz.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm,
and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye.